Hello, Davisville family. How are you doing? More changes have come down the pike since last I talked to you, last video that we shot, and I'm sure your life has been affected even more. On Sunday, I talked about the idea of disruption, that we're all facing disruption in some way or another. How are you handling the disruptions that you're facing? It's a challenge, isn't it? But also in the time of disruption, we have new ways, we can learn new ways of doing things, and we can develop in ways that we hadn't before. Some of the stories that I've been hearing lately, we asked you share some of your stories at stories@davisville.org, and some of you have done that. I heard a story of last week, a man connected to our church headed to his volunteer opportunity in Kensington to serve the homeless. When he arrived there, they just found out that they couldn't serve the meal inside like they normally did. And so they sprung into action and quickly packed to-go containers and ended up handing out over 150 meals to people who really needed them. Just a great opportunity to do something differently and still accomplish the goal. Got another story from a mom in our church, a grandmom in our church with her two grandkids, created an inspiration walk where they just, in chalk, put messages of hope and positive messages on the sidewalk. Messages like, keep the faith. Stay smiling, take deep breaths, dance like no one's watching, which I would change to dance when no one's watching. If it was my case, maybe you can relate to that. But we just posted that video to the Davisville Family Facebook group. But things like that are just sources of hope. And by the way, if you want to be a part of that group, go to our Facebook page, go to the Groups tab, and then select Davisville Family and request to join. It's a great place to stay connected, the Davisville Family group there. And then another story, a woman in our church family, a retired nurse, started making masks for healthcare workers. She started with her daughter-in-law, who wore it, who's a nurse at a local hospital, and she wore it to work. Her coworkers started asking her, where did you get that? And that led to her mother-in-law making more for people, and that led to others starting to get involved in making these masks, and just another great example of using skills that you may have, maybe in a way you didn't think about before, to be a benefit and to be a blessing to other people. Some really neat things that are happening. Some opportunities that we're looking at as a church, just to keep you posted on those. We certainly want to match up people who are in need with resources that we may know of or people who are willing to volunteer in some way. So if you do have a need or you know of someone, go to our homepage, davisville.org, and there's a button there you can click on that's COVID-19 info, and that kind of keeps you up to date with all the things that are happening as a result of the situation that we're experiencing here at Davisville. And also there's a place there where you can let us know about your need, and we can seek to match that with someone who can help meet that need appropriately. Or if you know someone who has a need, just let us know. We'd love to be able to be a part of that. We're also looking into how we can strategically make donations to the local food pantry, Jesus Focus. Heard that they're running low on their stock of especially non-perishable goods, so we're working on forming a list of things that they need, and we'll be working through how we can do that appropriately to get them food to meet the needs that they're experiencing. And then one thing we're trying out that we were brainstorming as a pastoral staff of how could we be a blessing to the people who are required to work, especially in our community, many of whom are serving us in some capacity. And so we've decided to partner with a local business, a local bagel shop, and we're sending out bagel care packages to some of these businesses or some of these government offices. I think we're sending some to a floor on a hospital, post office, banks. I know we have one going out to a local business that has to be open even tomorrow as our dry run. So we're trying it out, seeing how it goes. And we just want to be a tangible blessing to people in our community, especially those who are required to work and are helping us in so many ways. So those are just some of the things, tangible things that we're doing or are in process, and we're excited to be about that. Some information. Many of you are aware that when we first entered into this time, we said that our services and things would be canceled through the end of the month, and as we approach the end of March, we're realizing that that's going to need to go further. And so all activities and services here at the church are still canceled and really until further notice, until we get word that things begin to change and things begin to open up, we're not going to be having services here. And so what we are doing is we've established a weekly schedule that we're actually in process of putting together. We'll be starting this weekly schedule next week. Some of these things are already happening, but we're going to be adding to it. Of course, the Sunday morning service that you can watch live at 9 o'clock or throughout the day or anytime at our website. And so that'll continue to be happening. On Monday morning, one of our pastors will be doing a devotional online that you can tune into or see throughout the day, and just be an opportunity to share a brief message and encouragement. And that's our goal, to be able to post that on Monday mornings. On Tuesday evening, we're going to be having, again, one of our pastors leading a prayer time that you can check into and be a part of. And just so we'll give you more information about that and how that's going to work. And then on Thursday, we'll be shooting videos like this just to keep you posted as to what's going on, just another way for us to touch base. And so we'll be continuing with that as well. So those are some of the things that will be happening consistently on a weekly basis while we continue to move through this. Also, our DC Kids, youth ministry, young adults, they're all still functioning and moving to an online platform. And many of you are aware of that and are part of that already, or your kids are. And even some other ministries as well. And so you can find out about that, again, by going to that COVID-19 button on the homepage. And if you click on that and scroll down, you'll find a place where there's information about what's functioning and how ministries are functioning if you want to be a part of some of those. For our life groups, they had an opportunity to, life group leaders had an opportunity to do a group watch, a watch party this past Sunday. And so now life groups are moving towards being able to meet online. Our goal is that by next week, all of our groups will be able to connect with one another online using different formats for that. I know the men's group that I'm a part of, we met via Zoom this morning, and it was a great opportunity for us to connect, and it worked well. It was a great way to be able to do that, so we'll be using some tools like that to help those things happen. And then, of course, Good Friday and Easter. You know, our hope initially was that we would be able to be together to remember Christ's sacrifice and to also to celebrate his resurrection. As it looks right now, it looks like we won't be able to gather for those, but we are working through how we can have those services effectively in the format that we're using now. So we are planning to have a Good Friday service. We're going to encourage you to take communion in your homes with those who are gathered with you. We'll walk you through that process as to what that's going to look like, but we'll be having specific times at noon and then at 7 p.m. on Good Friday, where you'll have opportunity to participate in those things. And then, of course, our Easter celebration, we're looking forward to that as well, making plans along those lines. So we'll keep you posted on those things. This Sunday, I'm looking forward to continuing our series on partnership. What does it mean to engage here at Davisville? And it's interesting, as we've been talking about this, even that has looked different as a result of what we're involved in, and yet we can still continue to partner together in doing what God wants us to do. We've talked about gather, how ironic, that was the first one we talked about, give, serve, learn, and now this week we're going to talk about join, and we're going to talk about joining the church. Now, before you go to what you automatically popped into your head, it's not going to be what you think. We're going to talk about something much bigger than joining Davisville Church or another local church. We're going to talk about how we can know we are part of God's Big C Church, and I'm excited to share that and talk about that, because I think knowing where we stand with God and where we are in relation to him brings great comfort and hope, especially in times like this. So look forward to sharing that on Sunday, and hope to see you in that opportunity, or at least for you to see me, I guess would be more accurate, on Sunday morning. And then as we just close this video, I just wanted to share a couple of reflections that Jesus himself shared in that time when he was with his closest friends the night before he went to the cross. If ever there was a time of disruption, it was then, and their whole worlds were beginning to be turned upside down. They still didn't even know fully what was to come, but Jesus was clear that something big was happening or going to happen, and it wasn't going to be good. And sprinkled throughout that, what we often refer to as the upper room discourse in the book of John, Jesus had these things to share. So I'm just going to read a couple of selected scriptures out of that. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You trust in God, trust also in me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And it's interesting, as much as those applied to the situation that they were going to in that moment, those words certainly apply to us today. There are things that are happening to us and around us, and we don't even fully know the complete implications or where this is still going to go in the next weeks ahead. So much is still up in the air. But in the midst of that, because we know Jesus, we can have peace. And he wants us to have that peace because he is in control. He does have a plan, and he will bring it to fruition. So I hope that just encourages us to remind ourselves of that and whatever it is we're facing. And let's continue to be the church that Jesus has called us to be in the midst of the times that we face. Have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.